Brother John, Michael Criswell here. Man, I have to say, it's really good to receive an email from you and just be back in touch. I'm able to reflect on some of the emails and wonderful messages that we traded a few years ago. And so, brother, I could, God help me, I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts for you. The most important thought is, no matter what I share with you, or no matter what your dad says to you, no matter what, you know, you even think and say to yourself, is, you know that in all these matters, the most important thing is to find Father's will. And I really believe God can speak to you. If you are in a situation where you really desire His will and you're walking wisdom to know that these are dangerous days to be selecting a bride and dangerous days for her to be selecting a husband, and that this needs to be done with the utmost of care, the most important thing is for you to get, what is Father's heart on this matter, okay? So I really believe, here's what my belief is that if you, like George Mueller says, that when he seeks to ascertain the will of God in a matter, the first thing he does is he seeks to get himself in a position where he has no will of his own. And you know, that can be very difficult when you're going after something that you desire so strong, like a relationship. Brother, I did this with Persis. I actually ended my relationship with Persis when I first started to feel this way towards her and said, nope, I have to go hear from God. And I was not willing to take any chances. And you know, some people easily could throw stones and say, well, you apparently didn't do too good of a job because, you know, she left you, et cetera, which in the end, I will be proven that this was all of God and that this just has a completely different purpose in my marriage. But indeed, I can testify, even if I never saw Persis ever again, she was the only wife for me. It has resulted in so much good, both the blessing of my wife and the affliction that I've suffered at her hand has all been so absolutely a sanctified blessing and affliction for me that it's only from God. And so because I allowed God to pick my wife, I'm now receiving this incredible blessing, brother, coming and going. The blessing of her coming and the blessing of her going, it's all resulted in blessing for me. You understand? And so that takes me all the way back to making sure that you absolutely know from God, not from your father. You need to take your father out of this. In my humble opinion, the whole point of me sharing that passage with you is because it sounds an awful lot like the situation that you're in. Not exactly. And first of all, that marriage relationship was not to Delilah, just so you understand. That was a different woman. She's not named. It was a Philistine woman. That's not Delilah, because he never actually married Delilah. Okay. But this was the woman that he fell in love with for the purposes of him eventually becoming so angry at the death of her from the Philistines that God could use Samson as a weapon against the Philistines. That part of the story doesn't even matter. The principle at play is you're in a situation where you're desiring a wife who's, quote, not from your tribe. That is exactly the situation that Samson found himself in. And his parents were frustrated. You know, why can't you find somebody from your own people, from your own clan? And yet God had given this man affection for this wife for a reason. And here you are in a situation where the same thing, your parents are kind of, it sounds like, kind of looking down on her a little bit because she's almost like an India from a different caste. And I'm supposing this is an African thing. So it's the same thing as the caste system in India. And Persis's parents, you know, felt the same way. Why are you going to marry a divorced guy? Why can't you marry somebody from India? And they didn't realize this was from the Lord. And my parents said the same thing to me. Michael, why marry an Indian? What happens if you marry her and this happens and that happens and this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah. And they came up with the most really human reasoning. It was just really foolish things to say. And it all made sense to them and it sounded wise and so forth and so on. But this was of God. And at the end of the day, how do we know this? Because Michael knows how to hear from the Lord. And I waited and I got into a position where my only will was God's will. So, and I really knew that I had heard from the Lord on this. And then I moved forward. And once I began to move forward, then I got the approval of my parents. But I was going to move forward without their approval. But God moved on their hearts and changed. After I knew that this was the Lord's will and that I was not going to be doing this in accord with my parents' will or my will, it really all comes down to this. And I'm running out of time because we're going to a dinner. But it comes down to, do you really desire God's will over His? I'm sorry, God's will over yours. And if you do, I believe God will show you this. Brother, I'm excited for you if God is going to bless you with a wife. There's nothing more to me personally. There's nothing more spectacular in all of life. The only thing that comes close is childbirth, but that even that's different. And, you know, childbirth only happens once. Wedding only happens once, but the marriage can last a lifetime, God willing. And so there's something very, very special about it. And I would pray that rich blessing upon you, that God indeed will guide you in this, and may His will be done, and may you desire His will, because unfortunately we're living in a day of high vulnerability in this area of men and women being put together. We're living in a day and time when very, very few people actually know the Lord already. There's very few people who claim to be Christians that really are. And we have every reason to be very afraid. Very careful. The truth is, we've always needed to be careful about the selection of our mates. I just feel that, you know, we need to be even more careful today. So, you know, may it be that the Lord will grant you wisdom in this and grant her wisdom in this. And you really need to hear from God. And I tell you the truth, man, if I were you and it were me, I would not move forward at all. My parents would have nothing to do with this decision. Nothing to do with it. They would be about, what does the Lord tell me to do? Even remember the teachings of Christ. Anyone who comes after me and does not hate mother and father, that part of us that must obey our parents, secondary to obeying the Lord. And so if this was truly the Lord's will, then you need to step into it no matter what your parents say. And that may be in a whole nother aspect of your faith and you're being tested to walk with the Lord. Okay, it's good if you can respect your parents' will in this and it works out. But what if it's not the Lord's will? What if Jesus says, hey, let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me. Come and follow my will. You see? And that's really been a case a lot of the times in my life. So just something for you to think about. My brother, God bless you in Jesus' name. I, again, I'm very excited. I hated that this has to be a subject that we have to warn people about, but I really do pray that you'll grab the Lord's discernment on this. And if this is of the Lord, oh man, brother, may you just drink deeply. Oh my God, drink deeply of the Lord's blessing to give you a wife. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Oh, brother, it'll be such a rich blessing. I'm so happy for you. And, you know, it's so much part of my prayers. One time in the series, I Will Come Forth as Gold, I mentioned how the Holy Spirit led me to pray for end times marriages, that there would be single people who could be together and go through these terrible times that we're in together rather than having to be alone. And so I would love to hear about the fact that you be getting married. I mean, that would just be wonderful. But just make sure, God willing, you're doing it in accord with His will. In Jesus' name, God bless you, brother. Find His will. Seek Him, and He will make Himself known to you in that. Okay, I have to go now, brother. Bye-bye.